More than 17,000 people are suspected of viewing, distributing, or making child pornography in Washington state, but only 2% of those cases are investigated because there's insufficient money. A bill in the state legislature would increase funding for a task force. Seattle Police Captain Mike Edwards leads the statewide Internet Crimes Against Children task force.
When we look at the numbers and we contrast those nationally, Washington state runs right about fifth in the nation. And that's behind California, Texas, New York, and Florida. When you take the population densities, the geographic size of those states, and then bring those down so that everything's in proportion, we're number one or number two consistently.
Now, if you know there is a big child pornography problem of people viewing and making it here, why can't you arrest them?
We don't have enough people. I mean, it's really just that simple. This is a very complex area of law. I've been in law enforcement for 35 years. I've had assignments through all facets of the police department. The requirements for the expertise within the personnel are so huge, and the cost associated with that. We only have six individuals that are fully trained on this element to be able to go in, write the search warrant the way they need to be written, actually serve those search warrants, recover the evidence. Then we have to go in and actually review all of that evidence, forensically examine it, put it all together, because we have to be prepared for that case to go to trial. Whether it does or doesn't really doesn't have any impact on all that work that needs to be done. The technician capabilities, the skill sets that demands are extreme, nothing like anything else in law enforcement. And so it's really hard to get people trained and then to retain them and then to be able to make certain that they are working full time on this, which is the other part of it. Right now, we're a blended approach. Again, the Seattle Police Department has dedicated resources to this. Most agencies don't. They'll have a case investigator who is part of a major crime team, or they're part of a sexual assault unit. And so they're catching a lot of other cases and these as well. The skill sets are the type that you have to use them constantly or you will degrade. You just simply won't have that ability to investigate like we need you to, because these cases really have to be the best put together cases they can possibly be.
So it sounds as though you get tons of leads, but it's just following those leads to the point where you can make a charge is the problem.
Correct. That is exactly the problem. So we're actively pursuing the leads. We're actively taking these cases on. They take a long time to build the case because of all the requirements, the legal requirements on us, as well as the technical requirements. So there's a level of sophistication, not just for us, but even on the prosecution side and even for the courts. We have to deal with those issues as well, and they tend to slow us down.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about the technical sophistication it takes, because we hear from a lot of security experts who say, oh, internet companies know everything about you. It's fairly easy for the companies that are channeling your information to know all about you. So why, when it comes to police chasing down this information, why does it become so much more technically challenging and difficult?
Well, number one, personal privacy. You know, we are an arm of government. We have to follow rules that the private company doesn't follow. This is their product. They've got all these backdoor elements to it, these back ends. So you're voluntarily giving them your information. They then are getting it. What we're doing is we're coming in and saying, we're getting subpoenas, we're getting warrants, we're retrieving it that way.
I'm talking to Seattle Police Captain Mike Edwards. He heads a statewide Internet Crimes Against Children program. You know, you mentioned you are serving subpoenas every week. You're going after a lot of these people, but apparently not enough to create fear amongst those who are producing and consuming this material.
Right. Well, again, when you're looking at 17,000 and we are only able to aggressively investigate 2%, that's an awful lot of people getting away with this. So, no, there's no fear in that community. There absolutely isn't. There's a very strange psyche in that community as well. Many of them don't actually believe they're doing anything wrong. They just think that you and I don't understand it the way we should. But more importantly, they know that we are very overwhelmed currently and we don't have the resources and the personnel available.
What would it take in terms of finances for you to be able to go after more of these bad actors, and to a degree that you think it would become something people would be fearful of doing and they would stop doing it?
Well, the biggest thing on the finances is ongoing funding. The other problem that we have in this area is there's a very short time period that investigators can do this work. My folks have to look at every single image. They have to view every single video. So they are looking at this stuff every day. That has an impact. It has an effect, and you have a burnout rate. So we have to consistently transition new people in. And this isn't the work for just any police officer. Only specialized folk can actually do this because it is just so horrific. So for us to be able to build up the team and the expertise in that team, the funding was geared towards an add of 20 additional investigators. So we've got 6 now. Expand that up by adding 20, plus the forensics examiners that we would need on the back end. Just working the cases up, making the arrests, is only a portion of the equation. Now you have to have all of that clinically examined and a report coming out of it, and an individual can go and testify in court to the data elements and data components associated with that, and then the prosecution side to actually add a dedicated prosecutor to our team so that we can actually streamline our process, gain greater efficiency, which allows us then to go after far more cases.
You've done a lot of things in your 30-plus years at the police department. Why do you choose to do this?
Well, because it's important. I mean, that's really the bottom line. There's kids that need to be rescued. There are investigators that need to be supported. There are efforts that need to be made that I can make at my level to help them do what they do.
Are there any cases that really got to you?
Every single one. Every single one. That biggest moment that impacts you is when you've seen that video or you've seen that digital image, and then you go and now there's the child. And when all of a sudden that reality hits, that is very impactive. You never forget the images. Once you've seen one, it's with you forever. But now when you see that child, all of a sudden reality goes to a whole different level.
Seattle Police Captain Mike Edwards, he leads the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. A bill in the state legislature would increase funding for prosecuting people who make, distribute, or view pornography.